Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Grateful to have you with us. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at the life of the Apostle Peter and how Jesus called him from being a fisherman to becoming a fisher of men. And he learned to follow Jesus one step at a time. And that's what grew his faith, that he went beyond the shallows and into a deep and rich faith if you look at the end of his life. But there were many stumbling blocks along the way, as we've been talking about. This past Sunday, we looked at a passage in Matthew 25 where Jesus actually shared a parable about talents. It's kind of in a nutshell, he's using the parable to explain what the kingdom of God is like. And he says there's a master who owns this business, and he's got three servants, and he wants each of them to invest some of his money in order to make more money while he's gone. So before he goes away on his trip, he's got one guy he gives five talents to. Now, a talent is a sum of money. Think of it like $1,000. So he gives him $5,000, basically. The second guy, he gives two talents, and the last guy, he gives one. He gives them to these guys according to their abilities. So when he goes away, they invest, the first two guys do. He gets back, and the first guy says, hey, you gave me five, I made five more. The second guy had two, he said, I made two more. And the last guy said, hey, master, I knew you were a hard man, so I hid your talent in the ground so I wouldn't lose it. Here it is. And the way that Jesus responds, or the master responds, and Jesus talking about the parable, is really kind of interesting. It says, his master said, answered him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have no seed, or have not scattered seed. He's basically saying to the guy, look, you're wicked and slothful. Another way to say that would be you're wicked and lazy. Now, I was thinking about this, and you have to wonder, when you think wicked, do you think a guy who, his master gave him $1,000 to invest, he didn't lose it, he didn't steal it, he didn't go to Vegas and say, hey man, I put $500 on the craps table and we didn't hit, and that's how I was going to invest. The other $500 was my plane ticket. That would be wicked, right? If he blew the money on drugs or worse, right? So he just didn't invest it. Now, I understand the lazy part. So when you think about that, why is he so upset? You have to remember, this is just a parable. And in the parable, the guy's a master. He owns the land, and these three guys work for him. And he wants them, all three of them, to invest on his behalf. That he has endeavors, he has purposes for them. And two of the guys invest wisely, and they do a great job. Interestingly enough, when he talks to the two guys who both doubled their amount from five to five, and five more, and two to two more, he says to them the exact same thing. He says, well done, my good and faithful servant. He who has been good with little will be good with much. I'll give you more to do and enter into my joy. He says the exact same words to both of these guys, basically implying that he was more concerned with their faithfulness than he was their productivity. I think that's not what we do. We tend to get caught up in, the idea of talents and the idea of, productivity. And we look at other people and think, well, I don't have as many talents as they do. But the talents represent money given according to their ability. And what that means for us is these are opportunities given to us according to our abilities that God has made us with. And these opportunities represent moments where we can be about the Father's business. And he wants our heart to be caught up in what he does, and we have that opportunity. And the lazy servant, the slothful servant, he did not concern himself with the master's business. He had no concern in his heart at all. He was not involved. He didn't care. Really, he only thought about himself. I knew you were a hard man, so I didn't want to lose it. That's only concerned with himself. That's not the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, God wants us to have his heart for people. And God's business is to draw people to him through his son, Jesus. And he wants us to be about that business. God, I pray that you would help us all to be involved in what it is you're doing, that we would draw life from you, but we'd help point others to you. God, I ask that you would help us to be aware of these opportunities when they come and help us to leverage them well. But more than anything, God, I pray that you give us your heart for others. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Just take a second, and as you think about where you're at in your relationship with God, talk to the Lord about your opportunities, about your heart, and the way he wants you to invest. Till next time, God bless.